Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I want my levels to peak, though. Isn't peak the best?
No.
Welcome to Talking Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. This is a food podcast only about food. I'm David Streepy.
And I'm Becky Streepy, here to talk about food. This week on the show, we'll talk about dinner at Breaker Breaker and Trader Joe's jalapeno seasoned corn and rice puffs.
Wow.
We'll also eat Jealous Sweets Zingy Sours.
Wow.
Pretty excited. What a lineup.
This is an Atlanta episode.
Yes, we're back, baby.
Is it 100% Atlanta? What's these zingy thingies? Oh no, those were sent to us. No, I bought those in Orlando. Damn it!
God.
Wait, don't we have submissions?
Oh yeah, but let's do this because
because it's what's on the script.
Correct.
Wow, you didn't bring this up in the meeting, in the production meeting. We do production meetings now.
We're so serious, listener.
Well, no, you're being dismissive, but we are having production meetings now where we are reviewing the agenda in advance, talking about what segments we might do.
Mm-hmm. We did
2024,
that.
We're leveling up.
We are.
You are being... Forget it.
Listener, we leveled up in 2024. Happy New Year.
Can we get to the food talk, please?
You're right.
Please get to the food? It's important to me that we don't waste any time talking about the things that aren't food.
Should we jump right into Breaker Breaker? Is that what you'd like to do?
That seems to be what you want to do. So I want to do...
Yeah.
There's 174 episodes of what I want to do. Well, there are zero episodes of what I want to do. But if I'm doing this, there are 174 episodes of what I want to do.
Uh-huh.
Which is spend time with you and talk.
I like to talk. Dave.
We're sipping tea. We're in the tub together.
We're
just soaking.
We are. Dave, how the heck are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Tell
me about it. I haven't seen
you
all weekend.
Hold on.
Yeah.
That's not true at all. You did one thing this weekend. That wasn't with me.
No, and then you went away today. I didn't, yeah.
I went on a 1-hour errand today.
Yeah, gosh, I haven't seen you. You've been so busy. You're making it sound
like I've gone off to war. The boys are home now. The boys have come home. The boys have come to port. That's what they said at the end of World War II.
Is that what they said?
Yeah. That's okay. That iconic picture of the stolen kiss in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a stolen kiss?
It's
Wasn't
like,
there something creepy about that?
Yeah, it's like kind of problematic because she was just standing there. Right. Yeah.
That day, a little kid ran into a local saloon and said, Did you hear? The boys have come to port. Because they didn't have trackers and stuff like that back then.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody ran into the street and that's where the questionable kiss happened.
Oh, I see.
But it's a classic... like phrase for the boys, your troops coming home from war.
Yeah. So when Dave returned, the kid ran in to the room where I was and said, did you hear? And then I ran out and Dave grabbed me and it kissed me.
I did.
Without permission.
Well.
Just really history is going to judge you unkindly, I think.
I'm going to yes and this so that I don't leave you on a limb.
Okay.
But you have really dragged me into a dark, dark limb.
I know. I'm rethinking it.
where one in which I have grabbed you without your consent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna clean this up a little bit and just make the note that the child, our child,
yeah,
that we had consensually,
correct,
was out with me.
Oh yeah.
So it would have taken a third party to come in and say, "Did you hear? Did you hear? The boys have come to port."
Oh yeah, it was Bandit that did it. So, boys, and he was talking about you guys.
I'm gonna yes and this.
Okay.
But the dog cannot talk.
No,
you could have just said a neighbor boy or something, or a boy. Boy would have been funny.
I like to keep it in the family.
Like, I don't know what you're doing today. But
my best is what
this is
my best.
So, all right, that's good to know.
Yeah.
It's good to know that this is you trying. Oh, welcome to Talking Tofu, the podcast where we just passively hate each other. Just fucking hate each other. Just the most vile view of each other. So I know that you were here most of the weekend because mm-hmm. I roped you into a thing this weekend.
Yeah, you did. Oh, boy.
Roped you into spring cleaning. And mm-hmm. how it started was I got a closet in my office. This is both of our faults. The closet in my office on the floor is where the modem is. Not on a shelf in the floor. Not in a corner on the floor.
Just like in the middle.
In the middle of the floor because that's where it fits.
Yeah.
Because we've lived in this house since 2006, because we're old as fuck. And everything, like, we reset a lot, but stuff like that, you don't reset.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just like, that was the only available spot 10 years ago when we got this internet.
And we've just been working around it ever since. Yeah.
So I had finally gotten fed up with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a gross mess. So I was like, this weekend, I'm going to clean that up. I'm going to get these. I'm going to put them on a shelf. I'm going to clean the stuff out of that shelf. I'm going to run some wire. It's going to be nice and clean. And spoiler alert, it is.
Yeah, you did a great job.
It looks great now.
It does.
That said, in order to do that, we had to get the Rock Band drums. Rock Band is a video game for children that you play plastic drums like you're in a real rock band.
And guitars.
It's fun as shit, but... We have these drums, We have these drums in the closet, ready to go whenever we're feeling the call to action,
mm-hmm.
which has been about 2 years. We're gonna deal with these. We're gonna put these in storage. I volunteered one of your storage units to you.
Correct.
You didn't put up a fight.
No, he was right to volunteer my space. So this whole butterfly effect culminated in us clearing out. We have these overhead storage bins, which were kind of like a thing in 1920s homes, which our house is.
Is it? I've never seen it anywhere else.
Well, that is what the realtor told us
okay.
back in 2006, that this was like a 20s house thing.
All the realtor needed to say was, this is the house you can afford that isn't falling apart.
And is walkable and to like, the train.
Okay.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. The other house we had just looked at prior to this one, the ceiling had caved in.
Yes. Yes.
But it was in our price range too.
That was our
too.
Price point. Yes.
Anyway, we cleaned out these overhead bins and it was a treasure trove of memories.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
And a treasure trove of garbage too.
So much
just
garbage.
Fucking garbage that's
trash.
Just in there. Just like lift and place in the trash can.
Listener, I want to give you permission to get rid of the box that your MacBook Air came in.
Your 2009 MacBook Air came
Correct.
In.
Correct. I give you permission to get rid of the box that your old iPhone that you don't even have anymore came in.
The AirPort Extreme.
Get rid of the box.
The AirPort Extenders.
You don't need to keep all that in your overhead storage bins.
You don't. I want to say 80% of what's in those overheads that were full are gone.
Yes, and most of them are now filling up an entire city recycle bin.
Yeah, a quarter of that is donation. Like, there was stuff that we were like, we don't need the stuff, let's donate it. But
yeah.
The amount of just, like, pack rat garbage
yeah.
that was in there, I feel, like, reborn.
Yeah, it was like 15 years worth of just cardboard trash.
Yeah, I want to commend you on the air in front of our listener for... You didn't sign up for that, and you did it with a song in your heart up to a point, At which point you then told somebody else that I was going to finish it by the time you got back from ice skating.
Correct.
Which I happened to overhear and heard, oh, I've got a deadline now.
Oh.
And?
You did it.
I did it.
Exceeds expectations. But in the process, we found all kinds of treasures, like old photo albums that we thought we'd lost. There's a picture that Dave took at Big Cypress, which was a fish festival in 2000. Anyway, Dave and I hadn't met yet.
Yeah.
We met in what, 2000? 2000?
Yeah.
So we hadn't met yet at Big Cypress, but he had taken some photos of an art installation in the camp area. And in the corner of one of the photos is me.
It's you.
It's your girl.
Yeah.
I'm in
my
the photo.
My soon-to-be girl.
Yes. I was, when I first met Dave, I was in his house and I was doing the nosy thing that I like to do where I looked at all the stuff and touched everything.
Yeah.
And I saw that photo in a frame and was like, that's my friend Steven and that's me.
Yeah.
It was pretty wild.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm great. I went ice skating yesterday. I took the kid and a friend of his and we went ice skating and it was just a really fun time. I did not fall. My knee did not swell up like a golf ball. So much better than last ice skating excursion.
I do a couple of check-in points from our last episode. One was about the golf ball. You said at that point, and I believe that was a Monday that we were recording, also known as 6 days ago, that you were going to take, quote, a week off of skating to heal. How many days did you take off?
Three. I took 3 days.
You took 3 days off, less than half of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, my knee started feeling like way better.
Yeah.
The golf ball went down and then it was like just fine. Now there's just a regular bruise, which I have bruises all over my legs from falling.
All right.
I'm just saying I get bruises all the time and it feels like it's
said the same thing a different way.
I'm just saying I said a week because in that moment it was still like a ping pong ball on my knee. But then I was aggressively doing the rest ice compression elevation and it really fixed it. It just everything went down and I was like, I feel fine. Why wouldn't I go ice skating? I miss it. I mean, roller skating. I miss it.
If I had a nickel for every time in the past week you said rest, ice, compression, elevation.
It's a magic formula, Toeheads.
You say it so knowledgeably. Like this is something from your medical training in the past.
Well, I am a doctor.
Well, so that's one check-in. The other check-in I wanted to do was you had made a promise that you would take a shower that was not a business shower.
Yes.
Have you done that?
Yes.
How many?
One.
Describe it for me. And don't leave anything out.
Oh, well, I got in. I did the business end of the shower first.
No, did it wrong.
What? I don't like to have things hanging over my head.
No.
And then I just chilled out in the shower. Why?
You get in the shower. The whole point, what you did was waste water.
What the? You told
you
me
get
to
in
waste
there. The whole point is that you've got business to get to and you're slowly going to get to it. You're doing other business. Other business being self-care. Get in there. You do pleasure. You get in there. Not that. Stop. I mean, if you want to. I'm not your boss.
It seems like you are
I'm telling you how to relax. You're so wound up. This is how... I'm learning now that you don't know how to relax.
I can't
fault you for not knowing how to do something that you don't know how to do. All I can do is teach you how. And this is how. You get in the shower.
Yeah.
Focus on pleasure first, on relaxing, on self-care first.
Well, but then the whole time I'll be thinking about how I've got all this business to attend
to. Are you sweating the business? Because you will 100% get to the business.
Yeah,
it's not like the soap's going to run out after you've gotten in the shower.
But what if someone steals it while I'm doing this? I don't know. Robbers.
Robbers.
Yes.
If robbers break in while you're in the shower and their goal is to steal the soap, let them take the soap. You can go a day without it.
I mean, they can have it, but I will regret not having gotten down to...
You can use the shampoo for that day as soap.
No, Dave, these robbers are greedy. They took the shampoo.
You just said all they wanted was the soap.
Shampoo is a soap for your hair.
I've got a secret backup soap underneath my sink for when we run out of the good soap, there's the bad soap. Because I think about this stuff.
Now the robbers know because you announced it on the podcast. The
robbers don't listen to Talking Tofu. Nobody listens to Talking Tofu.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Breaker Breaker?
Yeah. So there's a new spot in town. And by new, I mean it came out last summer. Mm-hmm. Or opened last summer. It's not a movie. It opened.
It premiered.
Yeah. Yeah. Debuted its menu last summer. So this is the place that's nearby. It's in Reynoldstown. We're in Edgewood. Pretty close by. Not walking distance. You could walk there on a lovely day.
Yeah, you could bike there.
Yeah. It's on the Beltline. It's called Breaker Breaker. It's this old, like, rail yard facility that's been there forever that they finally zhuzhed up, put a building there, and put a restaurant in the building. It's right on the Beltline. You can walk right by. You can hop in for a cocktail and some food. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So we went on a little date there.
We sure did.
A little date. We dressed up.
We did.
We put on collars and shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Closed toed.
It was cold.
Collars and closed toes.
Classic case of collars and closed toes.
Yeah. I drove.
Yep.
Opened the door for you as you stepped out
of
the car. Held my hand so that you could take my hand as you stepped out of the car.
There was a puddle. He threw his jacket over it so I wouldn't have to get feet wet. Because closed toed, but still.
Yeah. And you were cold a little bit later, and I put that same jacket around your shoulders without being asked.
I got colder, but I did accept the gesture. It was about the gesture.
Yes, you were wet and filthy.
Yes.
But thankful. Wet, filthy, and thankful.
Never been more grateful.
Exactly how I like you.
Oh, Jesus.
So we ate some food.
Yes. So Breaker Breaker is a truck stop themed restaurant. Which is a very funny theme. Yes, dear.
At what point did you realize this?
That it was, when we got there?
No.
Were we inside? Yeah, I realized it really. If you go on their website, there's a little animation of a truck. And I was like, that's cute, but why? And then we arrived. Oh, no, it was when we walked up and it said Breaker Breaker on the side. And I was like, oh, Breaker Breaker, like a truck says. It's okay. A truck theme. And then we got inside and it's got like the vibe is real diner-y, truck stoppy, but like.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's not a fancy restaurant, but it's also not a dive.
It is high quality food. Menu priced at nicer dining level, but the interior is intentionally meant to look like a truck stop.
Yeah.
But like a truck stop from the heyday of long haul trucking.
Yes.
All around the walls, there are framed covers from like a trucker's magazine. I forget the name of it. It starts with an O. But they were all over the place. Just these really awesome vintage trucker magazine covers. Wood paneling on the walls, diner-esque seating.
Turquoise seats, my favorite.
Big, gorgeous bar in the middle of it, and then a lot of outdoor seating. Mm-hmm. Just about half full. It was very cold, but they had space heaters.
Yeah.
Really good vibe.
Yeah, very, very good. I had been hearing about Breaker Breaker. A friend of mine, Kim, has been in the restaurant industry in Atlanta for a long time, and she's friends with the chef. And so she went there and he just brought her dish after dish to try, like her and her family. And so she was the one that told me that they have vegan calamari. And so that got Breaker Breaker on my radar.
I do want to point out at this moment
that
when Breaker Breaker opened, I looked at their menu and saw that they had vegan calamari and texted it to you. And you replied, OMG. This was about a year ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's what that means.
And
you and I went back and forth about how we needed to go here and try the vegan calamari.
And then we forgot.
So you have, I never forgot.
Oh.
You apparently instantly forgot.
Yeah.
Because you learned this information again for the first time.
Yes. Well, as I do. So some friends messaged us out of the blue during MLK weekend and asked if our kid would like to have a sleepover. And we were like, sure. And so then we were kind of scrambling, like, what are we going to do with this sudden date night that we have? And we were like going back and forth on restaurants. And then all of a sudden, Breaker Breaker popped into my head and I texted it to Dave. And he was like, I knew that there was something we were forgetting.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
So we went. And the server came to take our order. And she was so knowledgeable about what was vegan. She knew exactly what to do. And she helped guide us through the menu of what was vegan or veganizable. And we ordered a bunch of food. We ordered the cabbage crispy rice salad, the mushroom chopped cheese made vegan. That one is not listed vegan on the menu because it has conventional mayo. And the cheese is not vegan. Mm-hmm. But she said we can make it without the cheese and mayo, and it's still very delicious. And then we got the fried calamari.
We started with drinks.
Okay. Yes.
I'm just saying.
I'm sorry. Ease us in, Dave.
You got a lemonade.
I did. It was a good lemonade.
I got a cocktail called Vaya con Dios, which was habanero, tequila, passion fruit, liqueur, and lime. It was very spicy margarita.
Tajine rim.
Tajine rim.
I love delightful. A tajine rim.
I'm just saying, you got to paint a picture with this.
Sorry.
This is the podcast.
This is the podcast.
You got to paint a picture with this. We're sitting there. We're holding hands. The server is very knowledgeable. We're ordering cocktails. We're excited. Whole night's out in front of us. It's 7 p.m.
Yeah, it was so early.
Yeah. We're looking out directly at the Beltline.
Yeah.
A group of people in front of us are getting ready for some sort of party with presents. We don't know what that was, but they're excited, and their excitement was contagious to us.
This is all true.
Yes.
Yeah.
The server asks what we would want. We tell her that we're vegan. She knows what's on there, what we can do. She knows that something's not in stock. And that we shouldn't have that. The crab cakes.
Oh, yeah. They have a vegan crab cake.
Right.
That they
were as of. Is. As is on the menu.
Yeah.
And she says, do you want the calamari? And I said, we came for the calamari. That's why we're here. She said, I recommend it. She said, you could also get this chopped cheese, this mushroom chopped cheese, without the cheese on it. We can make it vegan for you. It's really tasty. I said, I'll do that. I said, okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Then I ordered the cabbage crispy rice salad. And the Dave's sandwich, the chopped cheese, came with chips or slaw, but you could also upgrade to fries. And we did that. But she also brought us the bag of Zapp's chips that it would have originally come with, which was really sweet.
And the slaw was not vegan.
Oh, the slaw was not vegan.
No, she was clear about that.
Oh, she was. Okay.
But she was like, I recommend you try these fries because they're amazing.
She's correct.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay, so we place our order. We're getting excited. We're watching this party coming together in front of us. Mm-hmm. We're sitting more or less in silence because we've been married for 60 years. Nothing to say to each other. Out of words.
Yeah, we say it all on the pod and then nothing's left.
And it's just silence for the rest of the week. The drinks come. We do a little toast.
Yeah, we did.
I take a little sip.
How was it?
Oh, she wasn't kidding. It is spicy. Mm. She warned us that it was spicy. I said, is this like where you warn that it's spicy and I say, oh, that's fine. But it's like a Thai restaurant where like my hubris is going to come back to bite me. She's like, no, it's just really spicy. And it was. That's all.
Okay. I think you should go on. You don't like how I'm doing it.
No, I love how you're doing it.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah.
So the food came out just kind of as it was ready. So I think my salad came first.
Yeah.
I believe. So this was the cabbage crispy rice salad. And it was basically a slaw. As an entree, on the menu, you can add proteins to it. Mm-hmm. None of the proteins are vegan. But as an entree on its own, it was not really there. When the crispy rice I pictured was chunks like at the bottom of the rice cooker, that crisp rice that's like an Asian dish.
Like burned?
Like the rice that gets browned and crispy at the bottom of the rice cooker, people will take that out and like kind of break it into pieces and sprinkle it on stuff and it's delicious. But these were like individual grains of crisp rice. So it was more a texture. I thought that was going to kind of add sort of a toothsomeness that it didn't. It was missing something, this crispy rice salad. Gotcha. I will say I ate half of it. I mean, it was good. It had some avocado and it had some oranges on it, and mm-hmm. that was good. But I brought the rest home and I had the rest for lunch the next day, and I made some vegan chicken nuggets and put them on top, and that was delightful.
Ah.
It just needed a little something.
Gotcha.
Like the dressing was good. It was good. It just wasn't like an entree. Mm-hmm. It didn't feel like an entree to me, but I enjoyed it.
Okay.
And then out came the calamari.
Are you sure?
No, no. Calamari came first. But let's talk about the calamari.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Out it came.
Out it came. What was it?
The calamari was made from hearts of palm. Mm. And if you've ever been to like a really fancy restaurant, when you get calamari, sometimes there's those little baby octopi in there. And they made those out of enoki mushrooms.
Yeah.
Or no, I think it's just a different part of the squid maybe. But they're little octopus looking pieces.
Right.
And they made those out of enoki mushrooms. So there was like kind of a variation in texture and shape in the tray. It was in a tray.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was really fun.
Yeah.
It came with a sweet chili, spicy dipping sauce.
I thought they were good.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was closer to a calamari experience than it had any right to be. I think that might turn some vegans off.
Do you think?
I think the proximity to it was very, very, very close. I mean, it's a weird situation. Like, they should not be trying to hit the nail on the head. But the fact that they did had me wondering if like, oh, maybe this is too close. I will say I enjoyed the texture. I enjoyed the taste. I really liked the enoki mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the dip was incredible. I noticed that we did not rush to finish it.
Yeah. I felt like the enoki mushrooms were spot on. Hearts of palm calamari for me doesn't do it. Calamari has that pop sensation when you bite into it, and hearts of palm is just, there's no way to get that texture out of hearts of palm. It gives the visual perfect.
I feel like they got it though. I feel like they got the pop.
I didn't feel it.
I was popping.
I felt not.
Something was popping. Maybe I was popping something else.
Maybe. The enoki mushrooms had that pop because mushrooms have that. I feel like mushroom works better for a calamari than the hearts of palm.
And here I felt like the mushrooms were tasty, but I didn't get a mushroom vibe from them at all. I thought it was all batter.
It was very battery. For me, it was really all about the dipping sauce. But yeah, you're right. I think it wasn't quite there for me, but I'm delighted that they had it and I would eat it again. It just, now I know what to expect.
Well, and I think we should, like, this is probably their signature dish.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody there was eating this.
Yeah. Vegans and non-vegans all.
Yeah. And they were recommending it like right up front to everybody.
Yeah. I heard her explaining to the people next to us who are not vegan that the calamari is vegan. And he was like, the guy was saying, well, do you have regular calamari? And she was like, it's vegan calamari.
Right.
And that made me laugh.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
So then,
the mushroom chopped cheese came out, and it was phenomenal.
Yeah,
it came on big, soft French bread.
Oh, that bread
had lettuce, tomato.
I think it was just lettuce. And just
a lot of mushroom.
Oh, just a heap of them.
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't need cheese. I didn't miss the cheese, and she scared up some vegan mayo. It, to me, tasted like homemade tofu mayo. But she brought out vegan mayo, and Dave didn't end up putting it on his sandwich, so I dipped the fries in it.
There fucking was tomato. This is the last time I let you tell me what I had to eat.
I do apologize.
Grilled onions, shredded lettuce, tomato, pickles, and mayo. Mm-hmm. And she did bring out the mayo, and I did put the mayo on my sandwich.
Oh, there's so just, she brought a lot. You're 0
for 2, yeah.
Oof. There was just so much to dip the fries in. I guess I assumed you hadn't put it on the sandwich.
Yeah. I gotta say, too much mushroom. Too much mushroom. I think these guys are in the pocket of big mushroom.
I'm jealous. I was jealous of your sandwich. I wished that I had ordered it. It was so good.
There are very few dishes that I can remember that I had difficulty putting down. Like, not eating, but like setting down. Like, I ate it so quickly. I had a stomach ache, and it was my haste, not the food's fault.
You almost forgot to offer me a bite. I feel halfway through you were like, oh, do you want a bite? Just powering through it.
So good.
It was really good.
And the fries, it was a great suggestion. The fries came out. They were like those big fat potato wedges, but about half the size.
And the shape was concave. They were like little cups. Yeah. They were like Tostitos like scoops. They were like little cups. Let me find a picture.
I don't think that this is true, guys. I think they were little crescent moons.
No, they were little.
They're little wedges.
See, no, they were little. Pause. See, they were little cups.
They're wedges.
They're wedges with little cups. Look at the little cup right there. See how it's like bloop, a little. They were that okay. Struck me, which made all them right. So good at scooping up that mayo. I also used them to scoop up some of the sweet chili sauce that was left from the calamari. Mm-mm-mm.
Yep.
Great fries.
Great night.
Just a great night.
Great date.
It was
great
a great
company.
It was great company. I love that we only had to drive like 5 minutes to get there.
Yeah, we could have biked if it was better weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cold in Atlanta, y'all.
It's very cold.
Too cold to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a hit.
It's a hit.
It's a hit. I'm going to go back.
Yeah. I was bummed that they didn't have the crab cakes because that was what I was going to order. But I am kind of glad to have an excuse to go eat at Breaker Breaker again.
Do you think the crab cakes are mushroom based?
I hope so.
Are you? No, they can't be.
I don't think they are. I bet it's hearts of palm. I bet it's shredded, seasoned, fried. Yeah.
Oh. I'll still try it.
Yeah.
I'll still try it. I'll do it first day of summer. I'll go there in my my boat shoes and my shorts with the, what's the thin stripes? What's that pattern?
Oh my gosh.
Gingham?
Seersucker.
Seersucker shorts and a button-down shirt. And I'll wear a big brim hat and sunglasses and I'll have some crab cakes for the first day of summer.
I'll roller skate and meet you. I'll roller skate on the Beltline.
You won't go with me?
And then I'll roll up and meet you at Breaker Breaker.
And I'll be dressed like that and you'll be dressed in your roller skating clothes.
I'll dress in a retro roller skating outfit. It'll be really cute. Whatever. It'll be our meet cute. I'll fall down. You'll help me up. We'll share crab cakes.
You better hope I help you up.
This is Talking Toe News.
All right, this is Talking Toe News. This is a segment of the podcast where I pluck a headline from the world of vegan news, talk about it, and then we talk about it. This one is a headline from a website known as, the website is called, everybody knows it, it is Plant-Based News. This is going to be a little bit more participation from you than normal.
I don't have to hold my comments to the end.
You're actually going to have to be interested in this, regardless of whether you naturally are or not. So you might have to manufacture some interest, but I believe in you, and I think you will be interested in this headline, in this story, because it's something that we talked about recently. Plant-Based News came out January 19th, 2024 by Daniel Clark, the top 20 vegan cities in the world revealed by Happy Cow. I'm going to, Rebecca, ask you to give me your top 10.
10!
What you think your top 10 vegan cities are, and then I'm going to grade you in front of your face, like to your face.
Sweet, okay. Well,
Write them down.
Oh, write them down.
Yeah.
Okay. My top 10. I'm going to say in no particular order.
This is in the world.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to say in no particular order, New York City.
Okay.
I'm going to say LA.
Okay.
I'm going to say London.
Okay.
I'm going to say Bangkok because I just saw something about a lot of great vegan food in Bangkok, Thailand. I'm also going to say Amsterdam because they have great stuff. Everything I see there is good. Also going to say Paris because I've been shocked by Paris's vegan offerings.
Mm-hmm.
How many is that? 6. Mexico City. I kind of want to say Atlanta just because I'm going to say Atlanta because of hometown pride.
Okay.
I need 2 more.
I need 2 more.
Gosh.
If I could encourage you to be a global citizen.
I am a global citizen.
You're getting mad at me. I'm just trying to help you get 2 more and get to 10 so that we can proceed.
Okay. All right. Berlin. And also the well-known vegan wonderland, Portland. I'll say Portland. Sorry.
Portland is wonderland. All right, you did very well.
I did?
You have picked the top vegan city in the world is on your list. I'm going to ask you to take a guess at which one that is.
London.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
UK vegans.
You did very well. I believe that 8 of the 10 are on this list.
Is Atlanta on the
straight
list?
Straight a little bit with Mexico City and Atlanta. Hi. Welcome to Talking Toe News. This is a segment of the podcast where number one, London. Number two, also on your list.
Oh, New York.
Berlin. Number three?
New York.
Barcelona.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Number four, Amsterdam.
Huh.
Number five, Hamburg.
Oh, okay.
Which is where the streepy line comes from.
Oh.
We're from Hamburg.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe it was just always in my blood.
Maybe, baby.
And that's why I'm the first vegan streepy to exist.
That we know of.
I'm pretty sure. Number six, Portland. Portland is one of
I almost didn't say Portland.
Number seven, Los Angeles.
Okay.
Number eight, Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Number nine, Bangkok.
Hey!
Number 10, Lisbon. Number 11, Tokyo.
Ooh, oh yeah, Tokyo. Duh.
I wouldn't have thought it.
I would have.
Okay, well, I guess you're just more of a global citizen than
me. I'm kind of kicking myself that I did Tokyo.
Go to Tokyo.
Yes, let's.
Eat our little vegan hearts out.
I just saw, oh gosh, was it Tokyo though? It might not have been. There's a Hello Kitty cafe that's all vegan.
Okay.
And I think it was in Tokyo, but don't quote me on that. It might have been another Japanese city.
Okay. There was one in Vegas that we went to.
But it wasn't vegan. Okay. Nothing well, was vegan. This one was all vegan.
There was also a cat at the bookstore I went to today.
Yeah.
Which is kind of related.
Made me wish I'd gone to the bookstore. Go on.
Warsaw.
Really?
Really?
Huh.
Number 13, Brighton. Number 14, Singapore. Number 15, New York City.
Really?
Number 16, Taipei.
Okay.
This is your nationalism is kind of flaring up there for a second.
I'm just surprised about New York.
Really? Better than Warsaw? Or worse than Warsaw?
I'm surprised that New York was after Warsaw. I am.
Okay.
I'm surprised that New York was so far down the line.
I guess because when we
go to New York, there's so much we want to eat that we can't even get to at all.
Yeah. I just have probably more of an open heart than you, an open mind.
I guess so.
I don't have borders, you know? No maps in my head. I don't know where the lines are.
Mm-hmm. You don't see color either?
Hey, Taipei, number 16. Munich, number 17.
A lot of places in Germany.
Yes. Does that surprise you?
No.
Okay. 18, Ho Chi Minh City.
Okay.
19, Prague.
Ooh.
20, Edinburgh.
Nice.
I promise there's more reasons to click this link and go to this story.
Yes. Who is it now?
I'm shocked that you didn't remember who his name was. Daniel Clark, of course.
Give Daniel the click.
It's a Clark joint.
It's a Clark joint.
Yeah. Clearly Clark. Just the tone of it.
Yeah.
The timbre of his writing.
Yeah. When you're right, you're right.
Right. And he wrote the article.
This is Talking Toe News.
You know who the top advertiser is on the Acast network?
Let's find out.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome back to Talking Tofu. What are we doing? What the fuck is this?
We're gonna talk about a new favorite snack.
A new favorite snack.
In the we're gonna do
that
house.
We're gonna do that to the listener.
Yeah, we're gonna do it right now, listener. Remember last weekend when I hurt my knee? Let me tell you a story. I was ice skating with my friend Liz, and I fell down and bonked my knee, and I felt what I felt like, because ice is slippery, and when you fall on something slippery, you slide. And so I slid, and I thought that it stung. It never hurt like a throbbing, aching. It stung like I thought I'd skinned my knee underneath my leggings. I was wearing fleece leggings. They're pretty snug because fleece leggings aren't as stretchy because of science.
Yeah.
And I think they were acting as a compression brace, because after ice skating, I skated for another hour. And then on the way home, we hit traffic on the highway. And so I decided to get off at the 10th Street exit, which is the same exit that I get off if I want to go to Trader Joe's. And I turned to Liz and said, Liz, should we go to Trader Joe's? And she said, yeah, let's do that.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so I had her text Dave and ask if he wanted anything. Mm-hmm. And he said, get a bag of those jalapeno puffs. Yeah, and I said, I will get 3 bags.
You're telling on yourself a little bit with this story.
Mm-hmm.
That's evidence that it's not a new snack.
It's not a new snack.
This is a Streepy staple.
But guys, we haven't talked about it on the pod.
I know, I'm just saying that this is a Streepy staple.
It is. And listener, I feel bad that we haven't talked about it, shared it with you yet.
I feel like maybe we have.
Oh, no. Let's just proceed.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
That's not
who gives a shit whether there's
duplicate content?
We just do the same thing.
These are little corn puffs. They're like, you know, like a veggie straw texture puff.
Yeah.
Coated in a vegan, cheesy, jalapeno-y powder.
Yes.
They're incredible.
Yeah.
I eat so many of them. They are, anytime we have them in the house, I'm hungry for snacks because I know that that is there to snack on.
We live in a world where there is no good vegan puff. I know Pirate's Booty, not good. I know Zonzo makes it, it's not good. It's not good.
Yeah.
There's not a good vegan puff.
Well, Pirate's Booty's not vegan, but there's like that veggie booty.
Right. That's what good. I meant.
Okay. Well, it's I just good. Wanted to clarify all for right. the, okay. Right. Well.
I think you're getting mad at me because you got mad at when I took over the Breaker segment, and now you're getting mad at me in the Trader Joe's jalapeno puff segment, and gotching me for the pirate booty veggie booty thing.
I think you're projecting some feelings of guilt.
I think I'm not feeling guilty about it at all. I'm feeling being retaliated.
You've projected them onto me.
I know, I'm being retaliated against, and I don't think that's fair to the listener.
Oh, honey.
I think. Well, that helps me feel like a little more confident that that really is what's happening. But I don't think, you know, when elephants fight, only the ground suffers. Mm-hmm. And right now the ground is the audience, the listener.
Yeah.
And I do mean, like, we're at the bottom. Like, this is the floor of the podcast. Can we just agree to be a little better to each other moving forward mm-hmm. for the rest of the episode?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. I'm going to be a better person.
Okay. Right. I promise to as well. I promise not to take over any more breaker segments.
Sweet.
Okay.
Okay. Back to the puffs.
Yes, back to the puffs.
Great. Okay. The texture, what do you think?
I was just saying that the puff, this is the good puff.
The texture is amazing. Yeah. The flavor is not bland. There is plenty of flavor, but it's not overpowering mm-hmm. either. It's not like salt hangover territory.
Sure.
But it's also like a punch in the face of flavor in the best way. Spicy, but not too spicy, so you can eat a ton of them.
I think it's the right amount of spicy where you react to the spice in a, ooh, is that too spicy? But only for a second, and then it goes away and it leaves you wanting another bite, mm-hmm. which means another puff.
So listener, if your Trader Joe's has these, grab like 10 bags because you will eat them all.
And also it's probably going to go away.
Yeah, because Trader Joe's loves to play with our heart in that right. way. Yeah.
The bags are not big.
They're so small.
Yeah.
I would buy the hugest bag of these. No, because then they'd go stale.
Well.
But they could be bigger. And it would still be fine.
They could be in a tub.
Yeah.
Like cheese balls are.
Yes, that's what we need.
Like Planters cheese balls.
Yes, with the bucket with the handle.
I meant like the tub with the little yellow lid that you turn into a child's drum afterward.
Oh, I was thinking about the kind that you would get for like a kid's soccer game that's like a bucket.
You're thinking like Costco.
Yeah, size. Like cheese balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I was at Kroger the other day and I saw a bucket of Reese's peanut butter cups. Like they just sell them in buckets now.
Oh my gosh. If they did a bucket of the vegan ones, can you imagine?
No. Oh my God. I would. Who do you have to be like, yeah. Yeah, it's the bucket for me.
Well, for a party.
It's the bucket of Reese's peanut butter cup. Yeah, they're doing that for parties. They're making them in bulk and setting them out in huge displays because there's that many parties going on.
You just like to have them around.
In a bucket?
Mm-hmm.
The bag's not enough? You got to get the bucket? The Reese's bucket?
Yeah, that is. It sounds pretty decadent.
That's one word for it.
Yeah.
On a scale of unnecessary buckets, what do you give Trader Joe's jalapeno seasoned corn and rice puffs? I do want to say before we get to this rating, though, that the fact that we spent 45 seconds on this segment is evidence of how old news this thing is to us.
Yeah. This segment could have just been like, they're really good.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a 10.
It's a 10.
It's a 10 for me.
It's an easy 10.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're just giving out 10s like candy this year on the pod.
But we're in a good mood in 2024, y'all.
Sure, yeah. We're focusing on what we like right now, and eventually we're going to focus on something that we don't.
Yeah.
So let's fucking have it. Just shut up. Shut up. Yeah, it's an easy 10. It's an easy 10.
Easy 10. Dave. Yes.
You're being kind, but nobody needs a bucket of Reese's peanut butter cups.
Maybe I do.
Do you really? You're just trying to move on.
I am.
Okay, forget it. Forget.
Should we eat some zingy sours?
Let's do it.
All right. Listener, when we went to Orlando over the Christmas holiday, we had trouble finding a vegan roast for Christmas Eve. And we shopped around and we hit several stores in one outing. And these either came from the Sprouts or the Fresh Market.
I'm pretty sure that we got them at the Fresh Market.
And I'm pretty sure it was Sprouts. So These are from a brand that's new to me called Jealous Sweets, but I was on their website and looks like they have a lot of really fun stuff. These are gluten-free, plant-based, sharing bag of zingy sours, and then underneath it says orange, apple, lemon. The bag is yellow. It has lightning bolts on it. It looks like very zingy.
I got these at Fresh Market because they went in your stocking. I got your last minute stocking stuffers at Fresh Market, of which this was one.
Yes, and then I squirreled it away for the pod, as I do.
Yep.
I know you asked me to stop doing that, but I like having a little...
This was your gift. You do whatever you want with your gift.
Oop, there's zingy sour trying to escape. All right, so I'm opening this up, and these are jelly beans!
Are they?
I think so!
Are they?
Are they? All right, I'm going to try to grab one of each color. I don't know. I grabbed a bunch. The green and the yellow are a little hard to tell apart. I think I have a green one. No, this might be yellow. Do you have a green one?
I don't think there are any green ones.
But they're depicted on the cover.
Butt's depicted on the cover.
That's a good point. My butt is also... You'll know the package because of my butt's depiction on the cover.
Okay, I'm eating the clearly orange one.
Yeah, the green ones are the same. Yeah, I'll eat an orange one too.
Tougher. Glad I chewed on this side of my mouth.
I had to switch sides.
Yeah. Well, that's fun though.
Mmm.
Not a jelly bean. Much tougher than a jelly bean.
But it has the shell of a jelly bean.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot find a green one.
These are amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These are fantastic. This is like one of my new favorite candies instantly.
Can't find a green one. I'm going to have a yellow one now.
No. The off yellow ones are the green ones. They're tangy lime.
Oh, I see one.
Yeah, they look different in the bag, and then they get into your hand, and they don't look any different. Guys, make the green ones greener, please.
It's apple.
Okay. That's what I said.
You said lime.
No, I'm pretty sure I said apple.
These are so good.
Yeah, they're real good.
Zingy is the perfect word.
Mm-hmm.
They're sour, but not too sour. Oh, yeah, this one's apple. Yeah, the green ones and the yellow ones look almost identical.
But the green ones are definitely apple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Mm. All right. Didn't think it was possible to have a shorter segment than the jalapeno puffs.
We could wait till I get these out of my teeth, and then it'll be really long.
Okay.
They're very chewy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My only complaint is that if I ate too many of these, I think I'd get a headache from my TMJ, from the chewing.
Now, is Jealous Sweets, is everything they do plant-based?
I believe. Let me double check.
Neat.
Their website looked pretty cool. Let's talk about it. Because I was on their website. Jealous Sweets.
Yes, they did. 100% plant-based, gluten-free, free from palm oil, artificial colors, and synthetic flavors.
Oh, they're the ones that make those grizzly bears. They make those gummy bears that were really good.
Mm-hmm.
They have a tropical wonder, which is like tropical flavor gummies.
Tropical wonderland.
They have one called Fizzy Friends, which is grapefruit and peach. I don't know what makes them fizzy, though. I'd like to find out. But they don't tell you. You just have to eat them, I guess, to find out. They also do a berry sours, which is the zingy sours, but berry flavors, which sounds really good. Ooh, and they do berry foams, which are those foamy foam gummy bears, which it wasn't this brand, but for Valentine's Day, you gave me some of those foam gummy bears, and they're really good.
Oh, yeah.
Kroger has them.
Okay.
I've seen them there since, and that's exciting.
We got a letter?
Carolina writes, I have the fanciest mug at my workplace, and she sent me a picture of her Talkin' Tofu mug in the cabinet of mugs in her office kitchen. Isn't that so cute?
Very cute.
It does. Cute. It really pops. All the other mugs, boring, white, plain. But the Talkin' Tofu yellow mug, boom.
Boom.
Pow.
Boom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You can find a Talkin' Tofu mug.
Really?
Yes. Did you know that we have those available not just for our top towheads, but for all the towheads to purchase?
Wow.
It's true. You can find them in our Tee Public shop, teepublic.com talkin-tofu.
Wow.
And not only do you end up with an awesome, gorgeous mug, but you're supporting the show.
Yeah.
It's a real win-win-win-win.
Yeah, and that's the only product there, right?
No, we've got all kinds of stuff. We've got shirts. We got stickers.
Whoa.
Toeheads, we have mouse pads.
Mouse pads?
Mouse pads.
Holy cow.
Thank you for the letter, Carolina. Do you want to write us a letter? Write to us at talkintofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. Or you can slide into our DMs, talkintofupod on Instagram. I read and respond to every single one. Just ask Carolina. And thank you all for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. It really helps us out, and we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod.
Yeah.
And do us a big favor and tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is the number one way that people discover our little show. If you share about us in your stories and tag us, we will share it.
Yeah.
It's true. And I am Glue and Glitter on Instagram and Threads, and you can find my recipes at glueandglitter.com.
I'm Line Leader on Instagram and Threads, and Line Leader was taken on TikTok.
Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Goodbye. These are from Sprouts.
Are this Sprouts or is this Fresh Market?
Oh, maybe it was Fresh Market.
I'm pretty sure they're from Fresh Market.
Listener, we're doing great.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.